Flying saucers, what are they? UFOs, where do they come from? Are these the false miracles of the latter days? Stay tuned.
This program is dedicated to helping you achieve peace of mind and soul in these troubling times, in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. Now, here's your moderator, Gary Wilshire.
We go to the Book of Life and Love, the Bible. We turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12, quote, "We beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and our being gathered together unto him, not to be hastily shaken from your right mind, nor terrified, whether by spirit or by utterance or by letter attributed to us, as though the day of the Lord were near at hand. Let no one deceive you in any way, for the day of the Lord will not come unless the apostasy comes first, and the man of sin is revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and is exalted all that is above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so that he sits in the temple of God, and gives himself out as if he were God. Do you not remember when I used to tell you these things? And now you know what restrains him, that he may be revealed in his proper time. For the mystery of iniquity is already at work, provided only that he who is at present restraining it does still restrain, until he is gotten out of the way. And then the wicked one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will slay with the breath of his mouth and will destroy with the brightness of his coming. And the Antichrist coming is according to the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all wicked deception to those who are perishing, for they have not received the love of the truth that they might be saved. Therefore, God sends them a misleading influence, that they may believe falsehood, that all may be judged who have not believed the truth, but have preferred wickedness." Unquote. The Virgin Mary, under the title Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers, appeared to Veronica Lukin from 1970 to 1995. Our Lady brought urgent warnings and prophecies from God the Father in heaven of catastrophic events that are to happen before year 2000. She came to prepare us and save us from these dreadful events if we will only listen and follow her instructions. There will be a miraculous spring very soon in front of the flagpole at St. Robert Bellarmine Church at Bayside, New York. It will be called the Lourdes of America. The prophecies which you are about to hear were given at prayer vigils held at the Vatican Pavilion site in Flushing Meadow, Corona Park, Flushing, Long Island, New York. Veronica described everything she saw and repeated everything she heard. All was recorded on an audio tape, later transcribed and sent throughout the world. The rosary is recited continuously during these prayer vigils, still being held from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m., about 30 times a year. Over the years, tens of thousands of people around the world have received and are still receiving great spiritual and physical cures through Our Lady of the Roses, Mary Help of Mothers. Now listen carefully as we play an actual recording of the urgent warnings and prophecies given from heaven on June 18, 1992. We start at a point where Veronica is describing what she sees.
And Jesus has moved over outside the tree range. Our Lady is now between the trees and the sky, but Jesus is outside the range of the trees. and he's now touching his lips. Jesus has on a beautiful red cape. Oh, it looks like it's made of velvet. It's a velvet cape and a beige gown underneath. And his feet look quite there, except that I can see the two straps of a sandal, a beige colored sandal. It looks like some kind of animal skin. I can see it very clearly. Now he has no covering on his head, and Jesus' hair is quite long, and it's quite caught up in the wind now, blowing back and forth. Now Jesus is smiling, and he's now touching his lips, which means to listen. My child, and my children, and the world. As my mother counseled you in the past, we will not abandon you. We will be with you as long as there is a rosary recited in your country. I say now, my children, these rosaries must reach throughout your country and the world, for the world is fast hurtling towards a great catastrophe for mankind. I assure you, my children, that those minds that have reached beyond the clouds, seeking the impossible, have now grasped the arms from the heavens that were once given to the Eternal Father. They were his possession, and now they are using them to destroy the earth. In time, my child and my children, you will understand what I mean. If we cannot turn our beloved children of the earth, and I say, no matter how dark the souls now, you, my children of the earth, are beloved to us, and we do not want to lose one to Satan. My child Veronica, you have seen many photographs, miraculous, taken on the ground, the sacred grounds. They may guide you in what I have to say. As I discoursed with you in the past, I told you that Satan and his legion of demons are loosed upon the earth. If you go up to your stratosphere now, there is hardly an inch that is not covered by the demons. Do not look for a land. Do not look on another planet for life, for there is none. Only those who delude you tell you this. What you saw, my child, in the past, called a flying saucer by mankind, we have allowed many to see this. They are transports from hell. However, we have never seen a demon, my child, who has taken on a human form, except through the spirit. No, my child, we did not allow you to see any formation of any nature on this celestial object that you saw many years ago by the doors of St. Robert Bellarmine Church. Therefore, do not be deluded that there are beings coming from other planets. This is not true, my children. What you have now, because of the sins of mankind, all hell is loosed upon earth. Satan now knows that his time is growing short. That is the truth, my children. I tell you all, your time is growing short. All that is written in the Apocalypse of St. John, the Apocalypse must be read by everyone who is knowledgeable enough to understand.
We'll pause here for a moment. You're listening to These Last Days radio broadcast on these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ returns. On June 18, 1979, Our Lady said, "These theories of extraterrestrial life, these theories have been developed by Lucifer, even unto these false miracles of the end days, which you know as UFOs. They are from hell, transports from hell, supernatural transports. They are to deceive and confound the populace. I repeat, they are supernatural origin. There is no life beyond the earth. Only the life given by the Eternal Father is a gift to mankind. Eternal life after the death of the body and the kingdom of heaven." On December 24, 1973, Our Lady said, "In this final battle, there are many agents of hell loosed upon earth. They are traveling in transport. Do not be won over to the false theory of life beyond the heavens other than the kingdom of God. Know that it is Satan who sends these vehicles before you. They are to confuse and confound you. These objects that take flight across your earth are from hell. They are only false miracles of your time. Recognize them, my children. They are not a figment of man's imagination. They are present in your atmosphere, and they will become more dominant as the fight for souls goes on." Unquote. On November 1, 1985, Our Lady said, "There is a reason they must use the transports. I will not go into it at this time, for I assure you it would befog the mind of any scientist should I give this knowledge to them before they are ready." Unquote. We will have more on this in future broadcasts. We have discovered a beautiful gold-filled crystal Aurora Borealis rosary. It has lock link construction with gold-filled hand-carved crucifix and centerpiece. It has the finest quality Czech tin-cut crystal Aurora Borealis beads. These 7mm faceted crystal beads sparkle in the light. It has a retail value of $72, but we are offering it to you today for $60 plus $6 shipping and handling. With this rosary, you will be the envy of your friends. The rosary is one of the greatest spiritual prayers, and it deserves to be said on this lovely gold-filled crystal Aurora Borealis rosary. Again, it has a retail value of $72. We are offering it for $66 today, which includes shipping and handling. Just send $66 to These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. You may use your MasterCard, Visa, or American Express and call our toll-free number, 1-800-444-MARY. These Last Days Ministries can be seen and heard on the Internet at www.tldm.org. We have received a great grace to believe in the Bayside prophecies. You and I, as Our Lady's children, have the awesome privilege and great responsibility to keep sharing these prophecies. On April 5, 1975, Our Lady said, "Shout the message through the rooftops, my child. The time is growing short. The great warning is approaching." Unquote. In addition, all evidence, the signs of the times indicate that 1997 will be a very exciting year in Bible and Bayside prophecy. In this light, we want to continue to be on watch for you, to be able to report on critical events at a moment's notice. That's why we've begun this special fundraising campaign to erase our debt and be ready for 1997 and the important prophetic happenings that we believe are close upon us and will be played out next year. I hope you can help us by making a sacrificial gift in obedience to our Lord and our Lady today. Our ministry is really your ministry, and because of your kind gifts, keep us going. For your gift of $100, I would like to send you, in a way of saying thanks, a special report titled The Doomsday Comet. For your gift of $500 or more, I would like to send you, as a way of saying thanks, the beautiful gold-filled Aurora Borealis Rosary with a retail value of $72 that I mentioned earlier. This rosary I talked is beautiful. Whatever you can give, our Lord and our Lady and Veronica will be very grateful. Again, our address is These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we again return to the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1992. We continue at a point where Veronica is repeating the words of Jesus.
And as for your children, I say this as your God. Every parent that does not take the responsibility of teaching and raising his children and giving them to others who are possessed by these demons that are loose now upon your earth. I say possessed, and that is only a kind word. I could discourse with you much farther, but I'm afraid, my child, your heart would not be able to accept this. Now a lady is coming over to Jesus, and she's standing there and looking all about her. Now, there's an angel coming over to our lady, a beautiful angel. I don't think it's St. Michael. This angel is not as large as Michael, but the angel has a huge bouquet of red roses in its arms. It looks quite human in a gown. I don't know its substance because I can't see any feet, and whatever it's holding the roses by, its arms are just filled with red roses. And now Our Lady is motioning to the angel, and he's coming right over the trees here, and he's throwing these red roses all about his shrine, all about, and to the left, and to the right. Now he's being joined by another brooding of angels high above Our Lady's head, and they have an assortment of yellow roses. And now they are starting to throw them down on us. I can feel them on my head. Oh, and now the beautiful lights are showing up. And they look like little children. These angels look like little children. They're very, very tiny. They look like infants. And they also are throwing the roses. And for their strength, they're really throwing them very far. Oh, they're falling all the way down outside the circle. Oh, it's beautiful. They look like cascading stars. That's the only way I can explain it. I have never seen anything so beautiful in my life. And if that is heaven, is what heaven is like. That's for me and for everyone. Our Lady is smiling. And now she says she'll continue with the rosary. And I will speak to you once more this evening, my child, if you're in counsel to mothers. Now sit back and join the prayers. We're not leaving. We're going to stand right there. If you look up, you will see us. Our Lady wants the rosary, said. Our Lady is coming back over the trees.
I'm sorry, Our Lady. I had almost forgotten that you were coming back. I was so engrossed with the people in the infirm circle. However, I know that you're not crying so badly now. There's much more at present. I was very upset seeing how badly you felt before. But Our Lady now is touching her lips to listen and repeat. My child and my children, we are very pleased at the manner in which you are getting out the directives from heaven. Do not slacken your pace. There are many souls to be reached. They must understand the signs of the times. The biggest threshold for the United States and other countries of the world
is if they are willing to go through us and overcome the evil within their own countries. Their morality has fallen in most nations of the world now, and this cries to heaven for either repentance or punishment. Know, my children, that we do not wish to see disaster come upon mankind, but the Eternal Father wills and operates sometimes, my child, in most mysterious manners. However, I say at this time that all parents will be held responsible for the falls of their children's souls. Do not expect them to leave your homes and to be taught in light and truth. For the demons are raging now all about you. All hell is open wide now, and you know that that means that the onslaught is at hand. Therefore, we ask all parents to keep a steady hand on their children. Guard them from all the insensitive acts being committed on the diabolical tube of Satan, your television.
You have just heard part of the Bayside Prophecies given on June 18, 1992. The complete prophecy in printed form is available free. Just call 616-698-6448 or write These Last Days, P.O. Box 40, Lowell, Michigan, 49331. And now we have the latest news from Veronica Lukin's former secretary and close friend, Mrs. Ann Ferguson. Hello, Mrs. Ferguson.
Hello, Gary. It's a pleasure to speak to you and your listeners again. Now, at the vigil of November 20th, approximately 160 people attended. Now, let's see. I have my continuation of my memories with Veronica of the Cross. Now, in 1973, my daughter Maureen and I were on our way to a meeting. It was at night, and the road was very dark where we were riding. And on the right side of the road is a valley. Suddenly, there appeared in the sky a saucer-like object with many lights. The lights were so brilliant. There was no sound from this object. It started descending close to the road we were on. And we were frightened, we were scared and petrified. We prayed to St. Michael to protect us. Suddenly the saucer-like object, as they are known as UFOs, started to go over to the valley. What a relief. St. Michael answered our prayers. Many people saw this UFO. The next day, the radio news reported that many people from Long Island and New York area had called the police stations inquiring about this unusual saucer-like vehicle with flashing lights. The newspaper also reported the event the next day. Now, in our latest message of September 13, 1974, Our Lady said, "It has been deemed necessary by the Father to give unto you a photograph of the transport from hell. You will inform your men of knowledge and scientists that the vehicle known as UFOs are but transports from hell, sent to deceive and confuse mankind and set him in quest of another world that does not exist. These objects that take flight across your earth are from hell. They are only the false miracles of your times. Recognize them, my children. They are not a figment of man's imagination. They are present in your atmosphere, and they will become more dominant as the fight for soul goes on." That's the end of that message. To be continued. And my first testimony here is from New Jersey to Our Lady of the Roses workers. I asked for help in my marriage that was falling apart. I received that help. We are staying together. And both of us have changed tremendously in our faith and hope. And thanks to our Lord and our Blessed Lady. And I have another party here from Connecticut. To Our Lady's workers, I've been coming to the shrine for 9 years. I'm writing to give this testimony. I have suffered from terrible nervousness, anxiety, and panic attacks, especially while traveling in a car, driving or as a passenger. They were getting so bad that I hated to get out or go anyplace. Not a day goes by that I would have them, these attacks. I prayed for these attacks to stop, and I felt and become normal again. I attended the vigil on September 28, 1996, the Feast of St. Michael. Since then, I haven't had an attack. I've been cured by Our Lady of the Roses. I will never cease thanking Our Lady of the Roses. Now I have another party here from New York, and it's as follows. On June 30, 1996, I had a stroke that blinded me in one eye. I had a siege of doctors and tests followed to avoid another impending big stroke. I used the rose petal immediately over my eye and prayed to Our Lady of the Roses. I had other people praying for me. My eyesight has returned fully, and the impending big stroke avoided. My health now is very well. Thank you to Jesus and Our Lady of the Roses. And I have another party here from Michigan. Our Lady of the Roses cured me of colon cancer. The doctor said I was very, very lucky. I told him the lady did it, and I tell everyone the lady cured me of cancer. Thanks to Our Lady of the Roses. That's all I have today, Gary. May God bless you now.
Thank you, Mrs. Ferguson. Time has run out. Thank you for joining us today. Be sure to join us next week. Until then, may Jesus and Mary richly bless you and protect you and your loved ones in these last days before that glorious day when Jesus Christ comes from heaven with great power and majesty.
You've been listening to These Last Days broadcast. We hope this program has been a blessing to you. We ask you to invite your family, friends, and relatives to join us next week at this time. We plead for your prayers that many will listen to this program and save their souls. Many miracles have occurred through Our Lady of the Roses medal and rose petals, blessed by Jesus and Mary at Bayside. You may obtain these without cost by writing These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331. The written messages are available free upon request. Your financial support is urgently needed to ensure this broadcast continues to be heard on this station. It will greatly encourage us in our ministry to hear from you. Please mention the call letters of this station when you write. Again, our mailing address is These Last Days, Lower Michigan, 49331. Thank you.